code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 18th of November 2009. For newcomers, as always, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and scroll down, you'll see all the other official sites I have up there. These are the only official sites that I have, and bookmark them for future use in case the big ones go down again, which they probably will. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.net, .us.ca, there's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and there's Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. Now, the last one is the European site, has all the same audios for download, but you can also download transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given for prints up, and you can pass them around to your friends. They're written in the various languages of Europe. And as always, too, I remind people that they bring me as a host here to you. You, the listeners, you bring me to you, because no one backs me here. It's up to you to keep me going by going in to the website, seeing what I have for sale, and you can also donate to me as well. And remember that personal checks are good from the U.S. and Canada. Within the U.S., you can also send international postal money orders from your post office if you don't like going through the banks. And some people just send cash, or you can use PayPal. And outside the Americas is PayPal again. Remember, you can use PayPal to order as well. Just send me a separate email, and the button's on the website. And outside the Americas, you can also use Western Union or MoneyGram or cash. Again, it's up to you. And for those who get the disc burned off the talks and pass to them to play on their CD players at home and don't use computers, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, and the number 1, P3E4N1. And as I say, on cuttingthroughthematrix.com, remember, those are the only sites I have up. I do get fake ones going up there, and whatever they contain in information is outside my control, so therefore they're not mine. That's why I don't ask anyone else to put up sites on my behalf, because legally it all comes back to me, whatever I say, or whatever people thought I've said on someone else's site. And there's a lot of bogus ones to go up all the time. There's a war going on. This is truly a war. And people don't realize this is a war. I can remember even before the internet became big, the major media were talking about information wars and how that had already been geared up for before the public were given access to the internet. So those who already controlled the power structures made sure they were going to be in charge of this system as well. And they had trained staff to either start up the chat rooms or to how to infiltrate chat rooms and get everyone else to do your dirty work for you when you'd finger somebody for attack. And lots of them who go into chat rooms get used for that very purpose. They don't know they're being used, generally by a very powerful figure that they initially admire, that have been set up to take the fall if things come back on them, legally or otherwise. Back with more after this break.
Uh-oh. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about the war that's always going on and the war to which most folk are oblivious, most of the average person, they're oblivious to what's really happening. And there's always a struggle going on between those who hold power and really the struggle is only about them maintaining power. That's the only struggle, is between themselves to maintain and extend their power. And it's amazing what happens when you speak out. You're not really authorized to speak out. In other words, you weren't picked and put up there to speak out. And for instance, I'll give an example even with ExploreNet. Now, ExploreNet's got a monopoly on satellite feed for a good part of Canada and into the U.S. They're actually a subsidiary of Hughes Satellite, the Hughes and military industrial boys who deal with the military. They go through the same satellites, you see. But ExploreNet, and that's ExploreNet, that's how they spell it themselves, are just amazing because they've been cutting me back and cutting me back from usage for the same amount of money. And now I can't even download this particular show as I'm doing it. I can't even get that feed anymore. That's how much they cut me back because someone obviously put the word in and asked them to give me a hassle. And they've been doing this for months and months and months and months. That's what you get when you're not approved to be on the air. They do find little tactics to try and take you down or harass you. And all it means is I've got to tape this whole show and then put it onto disc at the end takes me an extra hour to do that. And then I'm up another extra hour at night after uploading. It's 2 in the morning or it's beyond that. That's the sort of hassle they give you constantly. And before it was with the telephones. I used to get cut off in the middle of conversations or even when it was on the air. Harassment. There's no point in complaining to Bell Telephone because they'll give you the runaround as well. We don't know why. We'll check into this and that. Meanwhile, it continues and continues. With ExploreNet, as I say, they're just a front for the big military industrial boys, so I'm not surprised. But for all those who think they're going to get onto high-speed internet, you're just going into a con game. Because ExploreNet took 2 years before they'd even send me the first receipt for the money I'd paid. 2 years it took them to get round to that. And when they cut me back the last time with the speed for uploads, they actually said, oh, it's probably your satellite dish. So hundreds of bucks later, after you've got the guy in, knew this, knew that, and all the rest of it, you find out you're on a lock, they call it. And then I eventually got a woman to say, oh, they said it gets slipped out of her. They're not supposed to tell you, the customer, this, but you've been put on a lock, which means they put you on the unfair usage policy. Now, if you're trying to find out how much bandwidth you can use in a month, well, that's a big mystery. No one at ExploreNet knows. No one, absolutely no one knows how much it is. And I'm on the middle price. And yet they've just told me that now I'm only really authorized to get email. So it's about $100 a month for email, folks. This is the BS. The BS. They feed you. And until ExploreNet takes this lock off and puts it back to what it was, poor though it was better than now, I'll keep bitching every night about them and put the customers off. It's good that the customers should know what they're getting into before they get into it. This is how you get treated. Now, it's a war, as I say, it's ongoing. Ongoing from many different directions. And you wouldn't believe the hassles I have just getting through every darn day here. A lot of hassles. But that's the war, as I say. It's a war on everybody, but mainly on those who know, who are awake and understand, and who can communicate to other people. And speech, even free speech, is something everyone takes for granted until you lose it. And when you've lost it, that's it. That's it. All you are then is some guy in a dungeon squeaking off at the top of his voice with no one to hear them. Because we're going into utter, complete tyranny. You see, the farce of the Cold War also had to be played out by giving people in the Western world what they thought was a measure of freedom for the first time. Really, too, it was for the first time. And at that time, too, as you were being free and so-called democratic and thinking it was going to go on forever, the big boys had already decided that once Sovietization was dead, that part of the big plan was dead, and they were amalgamating with the West, which is exactly what's happening now, they'd take away all those little benefits that you had. They'd pull in all those credit cards they would throw at you before in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And then they start jacking up all the prices and putting you back into the peasant mode. That's what's happening today. You see, in the 1800s and into the early 1900s, right up into and beyond World War I, the societies in every country had really the societies that came out of the feudal system. And people technically, whether they were called serfs or not, behaved just like serfs. If they got any education at all, it was of the lowest quality to make sure they could just read and write and sign guilty on the Queen's warrants or whatever. And that was about it. But to convince the world that this Western society, this democracy was the way to go, they had to show to the world the pretense of freedom. And they gave one generation, the appearance that they were actually free and could go wherever they wanted to go, could mouth off when they wanted to mouth off about certain things. And now that's all been taken back because, you see, the Norman Dodd and the Rees Commission they had back in the 1950s when they talked to the big tax-exempt foundations that were funding all the supposed left-wingers and communist societies, admitted to Senator Dodd that their job was to change the culture so much in the West that eventually they'd merge it seamlessly with the Soviet Union, a Soviet-tied system. You team that up with the Club of Rome, the premier think tank as it boasts to the world for the United Nations, and he said that of all the systems they viewed and studied, collectivism or the collectivization of the systems were the ones that were most promising, meaning a form of communism. It's now called governance, where you simply obey when the guy in the uniform tells you to obey, or else. And they mean or else. They aren't putting it around with you anymore. That's why police across the Western Hemisphere are allowed to just taser people that at one time would have simply been grabbed by some big, tough cop. Now they just taser you because they're like under a torture, and they like to watch you squirm, urinate and defecate in front of them, and maybe even die and turn blue. It's all very colourful for them as they kill you. We're in a different time now, completely different time, and these boys all know they'll be given authority from the top to do exactly what they're doing. They've also bred a generation on video games, and the only object of the game is to come through after killing as many as possible, so they're either going to the military or the police. And they've given that cult, that particular generation, the most debased, completely debased culture of any generation to date. It reminds me of when of Julian Huxley and Lord Bertrand Russell, who were big players in the planning of this particular phase we're going through now, and the kind of society that they said they'd bring in. They have done it. They've been very successful. They said that the public basically would be degenerate, egocentric, egocentric. Each person would be split from everyone else, separate from everyone else, egocentric in their behavior. In other words, not caring, and the state would give them their morals. That's happened. That's happened. And parents have accepted it too. They've accepted the fact that, and they've left it to the schools to give the new morals to their children. The state's morals, the one that suits the power elite for the society that they've designed. So for all those who think we're simply evolving by ourselves in some happenstance direction, there's nothing more silly than that, because where everything that happens in society is planned, just like from 2001 onwards, everything that happened across the world was planned and coordinated and came out at the same time. All the rules, regulations, and so on. And the dream of Karl Marx of united Europe has already taken place. The unification of the Americas is completed next year. They sign a treaty every year since 2005. And they're doing the same thing with the Far Eastern Bloc as well. Exactly as we find that Karl Marx said would happen. That's no coincidence. Someone who lived in the 1800s could say what was going to happen. That was a mandate. And now, again, we're back with Britain, for instance, this home of democracy, the strangest democracy on the planet, because everybody in the planet, in the country, has to go to the Queen and get her to sign any law that's passed. And she can also sign the sort of orders in council that they have, something that doesn't even go through Parliament. She just signs it, and it's become law. Here's an article, as an example, from the Times Online, November the 18th, 2009. The Queen's speech, ban on mobile phones in jail. This is before she's given the speech, as far as I know. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II prepares to make the Queen's speech at the House of Lords in London during the state opening of Parliament. So they give you a preview of what's to be said. It starts with prisoners. Prisoners who are found with mobile phones while inside jails are to face prosecutions under plans outlined in the Queen's speech today. And it goes on and on about that. But then it goes into the other changes that she's putting through. Who elected the Queen to any position? No one I know. Do you? Back with more after this break.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about the Queen's speech and how here's a Queen who isn't elected by anybody going to open up the Parliament again, but she's got all this stuff to read off. This is like the Middle Ages, the strange democracy that Britain's always had, where every government employee swears allegiance to the Queen and not to the people. That's not democracy, as far as I know. But anyway, she's on about the prisoners and so on. They can have no cell phones. But then here's stuff coming down near the bottom. It says the new measures to be included in the Crime and Security Bill, which will also introduce a new legal requirement on people to ensure air guns, that's all they have in Britain, or catapults, you see, slingshots and air guns, are stored out of the reach of children. Then other measures in the bill will introduce a mandatory assessment of a child's parenting needs whenever an antisocial behavior order is being considered for a 10 to 15-year-old. Then it says parenting orders will also be imposed on mothers and fathers whenever a youngster breaks. Now they're calling it an ASBO, antisocial behavior order. Powers to exclude violent men from the family home for 14 days, so-called GO orders, are also in the bill. Will also include the controversial plans to retain the DNA samples of innocent people on the national database for 6 years. At present, people who are arrested but subsequently not charged or cleared at court remain on the DNA database forever. there's a light and a shining light to the world, Britain. Police are also to be given the power to take DNA samples and fingerprints from prisoners currently serving sentences for serious crime. They're also to have the power to take samples from serious violent and sexual offenders returning to the UK after being convicted of offences overseas. A compulsory licensing system for wheel clamping businesses. This is where they clamp your wheels in your car if you're parked in the wrong place or the meter runs out. Is to be introduced to tackle rogue firms who impose excessive penalties for leasing clamped cars or tow cars unreasonably quickly after being clamped. I wonder if she'll change the fact that the cops can pull in the crusher on the roads and they just crush your car when your insurance has run out. I somehow doubt that. And then we have this one here too. This is from the Sunday Times, November 15th. Health and safety snoops spies to enter the family home. Health and safety inspectors are to be given unprecedented access to family homes to ensure that parents are protecting their children from household accidents. Now, they've already going in, they're already going to your homes to check your fridge and what you're eating. Can you believe this is actually happening? This is beyond the old sci-fi movies of the future. We're living through advanced sci-fi on our roll, basically. New guidance drawn up at the request of the Department of Health. Now, I told you all these services, it's because the health service, now it's called Department of Health, and it's an authority, right? Exactly as Lenin said it would be. Urges councils and other public sector bodies to collect data on properties where children are thought to be at greatest risk of unintentional injury. Council staff will then be tasked with overseeing the installation of safety devices in the homes. This is cameras and everything, including smoke alarms, stair gates, hot water temperature restrictors, oven guards, and window and door locks. The draft guidance by Committee at the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence, they call this NICE, N-I-C-E-A, oh my God, psycholinguistics, has been criticized as intrusive and further evidence of the creeping nanny state. Wait, what do you mean creeping nanny state? Creeping. It's on a roll here. It's running all over the people. Until now, councils had only made a limited number of home inspections to check on building work in extreme cases where the state of a house is thought to pose a serious risk to public health. This NICE also recommends the creation of a new government database. Here we go again. To allow general practitioners, midwives, and other officials who visit homes to log health and safety concerns they spot. In other words, spy and snoop for the government. This is incredible. But not really. It's what I expected all along, because I always saw what these organizations were set up to be in the first place. And I knew, too, by reading all the stuff on the Cold War, that in would come Big Brother in a big, hard way when there was no more opposition. So bad guys across the sea, you see. Didn't have to pretend they were democratic anymore, in other words. That was the whole key to it. And then you find this PR piece, and it's definitely a PR piece by the Times Online, on the actor Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it says here, November 16th, Arnold Schwarzenegger visits Iraq and aims to transfer the military tactics to California that they use on the people in Iraq. You know, where they go out there and just round a bunch of folk up, bring them in and torture them, whether they know anything or not. That's literally what they were doing. And then they give you this PR piece, like he's the big you know, TV character, not a real person. The governor of California trots out his most famous one-liner wherever he goes, but the Victory military base in Baghdad today, he apparently meant it. He says, "I'll be back." I'm surprised he managed to say that. It says, after working out with a group of American soldiers on active duty in Iraq, all with necks and trunks as thick as his, I doubt it, because he was on masses of steroids. You know, that's why his brain is so small. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. I just let that guitar riff go on and howl a bit there because I feel like howling tonight when you read this kind of stuff that's put brazenly in the media. But I'm reading an article here about Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a public relations thing, of course. And it says here that the muscle man who rose to Hollywood fame as a Terminator came to the site of America's bloodiest war in a generation to cheer up the troops, but also because there are important lessons to be learned here. Mr. Schwarzenegger said he wants to study counterinsurgency strategies developed by the U.S. military when Iraq was on the brink of civil war and bring them back to the mean streets of California, where criminal gangs rule entire neighborhoods, especially in large cities. Already, police officers in some parts of the state are attempting to copy the hard-won lessons that helped to calm down the western Iraq city of Fallujah. That's when they bombed it and strafed it from the air to pieces. And the Triangle of Death sound the south of Baghdad, where insurgents once reigned openly. It's amazing, again, how people don't really perceive things as things really are. Anyone who is standing up for their country is called an insurgent. It doesn't sound like a patriot, you see. And it all depends on how it's given to the public. And they always respond the usual way, thinking, well, I guess that's like a foreigner or something. an insurgent. Well, even the Vietnamese were called insurgents in Vietnam. And in World War II, they actually set up teams to keep the terrorist attacks going against the Germans if the Germans actually invaded Britain successfully. What would they call them? British insurgents? I mean, it's all nonsense. People who defend their country are generally called patriots. I mean, that's the fact. Anyway, it says, instead he heard about their work on the safe environs of one of the largest U.S. bases in Iraq and shook hands with them afterwards. He also held meetings with the senior commanders. The transfer of counterinsurgency tactics from the military to the police is being pioneered in the central Californian town of Salinas. Combat veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan are already advising the local authorities on how to conduct their own surge, as the U.S. counterinsurgency campaign of President Bush is known. Now, I've always said, the big eating machine that's over there, and you just chomp away at your French fries or your chips or whatever you chew on, it will come back home, and that's exactly what's happening here. They always call them, when they're abroad, advisors, these guys that train and these teams of hitmen abroad. But now, here you have them back home again, advising governors, state governors, on how to conduct their business at the ground level in their own countries. Says, rather than hunting down gang leaders and arresting them, the police are told to build trust in the community that supports the gangs. Only by patiently draining the swamp can the leaders be eliminated. I like their terminology, eh? It's right from the movies. Draining the swamp, eliminated, blah, blah, blah. There are apparently striking similarities between Iraq and California. Many gang members and supporters see police officers as an occupying force, similar to a foreign military presence. Like in Baghdad, there are also language problems. That's your forced multiculturalism. Officers speak English and locals often Spanish, making cooperation and criminal investigations difficult, even when citizens are willing. Then it goes on and on about the problems in California. So here they are bringing in military advisors. You can understand what the military is. The military is there to kill people. That's what military are all about, not to police anybody. Not to police them. Here's an article here that's right along with what I'm saying. And it's from CNN.com. It says, Army tapes reveal motive in Iraq prisoner killings. CNN investigation reveals why the Army's rules for holding detainees may have led to the murders of four Iraqis by three decorated Army sergeants. Then that must have been aired on Tuesday through Friday on AC-360 at 10 p.m. ET, Eastern Time. It says here, U.S. soldiers interrogated by the Army in the 2007 murders of four Iraqi detainees blamed the military policy they said made it too hard to detain suspected insurgents. The soldiers questioning the killings said the sergeant in command of the detachment ordered the suspected insurgents killed because army rules made it too difficult to hold them. Well, you see, this happens whenever you send the military out. This is happening on more levels than just that, or in this particular incident. That's what war is all about, killing folk. And the soldiers only trained in killing people. They're not policemen. CNN obtained an extraordinary 23 and a half hours of Army interrogation videotapes that detail the March 2007 executions of the prisoners by three sergeants who were attached to Alpha Company, 1st Battalion, 18th Infantry Regiment. The tapes to be shown on CNN's AC-360 show one of the sergeants confessing to the crime, as well as agents from the Army's Criminal Investigation Division telling soldiers involved in the crime that the military's reputation was at stake. One tape an Army interrogator compares the potential fallout from the slayings to the scandal over the treatment of inmates at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison, telling a soldier this is going to be ugly, because it is. It says, just like them knuckleheads who were stacking naked prisoners in the pyramids at Abu Ghraib, the interrogator says, we walked down the streets and that's a shame we all carry, and I had nothing to do with it. Then it talks, I think it's about some of the people who actually did the killings, and they shot these guys in the head so that they wouldn't be on the streets shooting back at them again. That's the excuse that they give. That's what army soldiers are about. All you people who swallowed this nonsense about police, it's a policing duty. That's what they're peacekeepers now. No, they're soldiers. Soldiers have rifles and automatic weapons and grenades and all kinds of amazing stuff to kill people, and that's what they're trained to do. They kill people. And believe you me, the systems that we're seeing employed abroad are all coming back to be used at home. I've already read the 90-page document from the top think tank for the British and NATO military, and they say there's going to be riots starting off around 2010 that will gradually escalate over the years. There'll be food riots and everything, and yes, they will bring on food riots because they're going to ration everybody. That's already well under the way, the rationing for food, because there's only five corporations taking over the food supply of the whole planet. And really, at the top, with the same shareholders, they're all really one company. That's part of a plan, a warfare plan. They always go for food and water, first things you go for, of the enemy, if you want compliance. Kissinger said it too. You want to control a people, you control the oil. If you want to control the world, he says, you control the food. So, this is the real world now, and it's stepping up big time. And everybody who's a control freak by nature is in the right position of authority across the planet. They're all being put in now at the right times for what they have to do. And they're just chomping at the bit to get on with it. And they're doing it. Now, this whole farce of global warming is so beautiful, really, because remember, the Club of Rome is the organization that was given the task of finding a way to unite the planet, get everybody working together along a common agenda, a new paradigm of belief for the age, you might say. And they said that the people only go along with something when it's a warfare scenario. You accept rationing, you accept authority from the top, you accept intrusion, you accept ration cards and ID cards and all the rest of it, and travel passes, all that kind of stuff. So they said this would bring in a war-type scenario, and the war would be about the people on the people were the enemy, in other words, of the planet. That's what they came up with. They said the idea of global warming, famine, and the like would fit the bill. And that was chiseled in stone, and I don't care if you're up to your eyes in snow, they're not going to change that plan. They'll stop talking about it once they pass all the laws and so on and get what they want. They won't need it anymore. Just like the war on Iraq or 9/11 happening. That 9/11 had to happen to kick off this century with this big plan, the new American century. It's not going to be American at all, because America's to get finished off financially, economically, and brought down to third world status as it finishes off paying and policing the rest of the world and bringing them under the standardized global system. I've said that for years, and that's what's happening right now. You wouldn't believe the amount of bankruptcies still going on, people losing their homes every single day in the U.S. I got an article sent yesterday, and it was state by state, how many homes per day people are losing. And the mainstream are keeping pretty quiet up on it, about it. It's just incredible, incredible. Now, you think that it couldn't get any worse. And of course it's going to get worse. We have carbon taxes coming. And this article here is from CNBC. It's from 13th of November. It says, would you like carbon insurance with that latte? You might not hear that exact question anytime soon, but don't be surprised if companies start shifting carbon risk from their balance sheets to someone else's using the time-honored marketplace tool of insurance. And when that happens, expect the price of products to reflect the new reality. China, India, and other emerging economies argue that we become prosperous using up the atmosphere and must now bear a disproportionate share of the burden to fix the problem, at least in the first few years of any new global deal. This whole thing is just the collectivized communistic Soviet system, world Sovietization, a more advanced type of Sovietization. It's just a big con to get us under all of this. That's what it is. One proposal floating around before the global climate talks in Copenhagen next month is for developed countries like the U.S. and the EU to buy insurance for climate change-related impacts that are likely to occur to developing nations. Flood insurance for low-lying areas of Indonesia, for example, that may be a way, some argue, to deal with the rich-poor nation divide that threatens to undermine any new global deal. Now, the money would never get to the people. That doesn't matter. We know it's going to go in through the big bankers' slippery hands in the first place, because the Rothschild who came forward to propose all this one in the first place, he was given the job. It just happens that all these carbon taxes will go through his particular bank in Switzerland. And you know, if there's billions going through there by the day and by the night, that just holding that for a day or two brings you an awful lot of money back in interest. And that's how these slobs work, you see. That's how they've always worked. If you call that work, to me it's a rather easy life. But anyway, it's well on its way. Holland now is the first country as well to introducing a pay-as-you-drive scheme by the kilometer. And they've already got the kind of money you'll pay per kilometer. In the West, the rest of the Western countries will be miles. And it's to go up to about 16 cents, I think it is, per kilometer by 2016 or something like that. But it also means mandatory GPS tracking. And so every car is going to be equipped with tracking devices by law, so they can watch where you go and what you're doing and how long you take and how many miles you went. Now, all these articles, remember, I put up on my site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, at the end of the show after having to go to the lens now, since ExploreNet have cut me back and cut me back and cut me back. They'd love to just cut me off altogether because I'm not supposed to be speaking about these things to the general public. And they're big forces, I'm sure, and big people have contacted them. You know, the old school boys' ties sort of thing. You know, you phone them up, oh, Freddie, can you just give this person a hassle? He's been a bit of a nuisance. And that's how things really work in the real world. So it'll take me just to put this up tonight, but eventually I'll have all these links up and the show an hour later than usual, or maybe just after an hour, hour and a half, I'd say. Now, you just can't get enough of this stuff. So we're living in the age of the authorized control freak. We're going back to the Middle Ages, in a sense, because we're taught to be poor again, and we're taught our place, our place. That's what they love to say at the top. Mind your place. They're going to teach us all our place as little people at the bottom. This article is from World News. It's worldnews.com.au. It's from Australia, but it's about New Zealand. It says, pay problem parents not to breed. That's the mayor. October the 30th, 2009, an outspoken Kiwi, that's New Zealander politician, has proposed a new solution to the country's child abuse problem. Pay the appalling underclass. The appalling underclass not to breed. That's sort of the Michael Laws, who stirred up controversy by calling the late Tongan king a bloated brown slug, has again hit the headlines. It says that there is a group within our society who give their children no hope nor opportunity from the moment they're born. I guess that's the majority of the general public worldwide now, since we're all under authority. It says the regional mayor wrote on the New Zealand radio website, where he broadcasts as a talkback DJ, that these parents are known to the authorities, and yet the authorities can only intervene after children have been harmed. He wants to sterilize the whole underclass here. Mr. Laws goes on to write, be far better for this appalling underclass to be offered financial inducements not to have children, given the toxic environment that they would provide for any child in their care. He believes the consequent financial and social savings to our community would be considerable. There are too many people who should not have children, he says. I wonder if he belongs to the Optimum Population Trust as well, the ones that advise Prince Charles, the guys like Sir Crispin Tickle, who's not a very funny guy after all. Mr. Law said in a report in the New Zealand's Dominion Post newspaper yesterday had incorrectly attributed the view to him that all those who got welfare should be sterilized. So he wrote back, he says, the most welfare beneficiaries are good parents. I guess he's got the right to say if they're good or bad. But it was the problem ones who should be offered money not to breed. If we gave them $10,000 to certain people and said we'll voluntarily sterilize you, then all of society would be better off, he told the paper. He said there'd be less dead children and less social problems. So there you go. These are the people who are coming to the fore now, and they're getting the airplay. They're getting it's a psychological technique that's been used as we get bombarded from all types of authority figures with the same kinds of messages to put us in our place, remember. To remind you, you're one of the little people, and if you just keep your head down and go along with the whole agenda, maybe they won't look your way. Well, that's not going to work, because you see, they're already going to come into your home and assess you regardless of how goody-two-shoes you think you are. That's the reality of the world we're living in. Now, the music's coming in, and when I come back, I'll try and take a couple of phone calls. So back after this break.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, and we'll go to the phones and take Diana from California. Are you there, Diana?
Yes. Hi, Alan. Good to speak with you again.
Yes.
Hi. My question is specifically about special forces and persons who are or were in special forces. My question is about, you've spoken in the past about how they're tested for entry into it and that the qualifications for that involve certain levels of psychopathy. And My question is, are the different levels of psychopathy different for different aspects of the job? Like, for example, a Special Forces Ranger who fought against drugs coming into the U.S. during the Cold War, etc., and those who brought them in? Or are they the same but compartmentalized?
They tend to be really the same but compartmentalized, as you say.
Okay.
In fact, I think the case you're referring to, the guy who had been in Special Forces ended up working for the Coast Guard to stop drugs coming in. Then he met a friend who'd been in the same outfit as he was, that was working for the other side and about CIA-sponsored, and he thought it was rather incredulous that here they are, both from Special Forces, working still for the U.S. government on opposite side of the fence, one of them to bring drugs in, and one to try and keep them out. But when they go through for testing and qualification or qualifying into the Special Forces, they're given psychological examinations, of course, but they also must have a tendency to try, always to try and win, to reach an objective where most folk would give up, that kind of stuff they're looking for as well. To be intelligent enough to get them their way out of certain situations. But they definitely are more bloodthirsty. I don't know if people realize that they're actually taught simply, really taught to kill without thinking. When the first Special Forces was shown in Britain for the first time, I should say, during a siege in London back in the early 80s, it was actually the Iranian embassy, in fact, I think it was. Some of the hostage takers got out with the hostages, and the SDS guys were pulling them back in to kill them because their orders had been to kill them, just kill them. It didn't matter if they were unarmed or giving up or whatever. You have to kill them, so killing is no problem. And I also got it from an inside source that the guy who was shot in London subway by a supposed special police officer wasn't them at all. It was an SAS guy that was sent to execute him. So they will do executions on command. They do certainly select them higher from within their own sources for even higher compartmentalized units within their service itself too, for those particular jobs, yeah.
Yeah, I know that they're vetted at the lower levels to see if they can get into the higher levels, and I can only assume that at those higher levels it gets nastier.
Yes, you can tell by, I think it was Bo Greitz that had his own Patriot radio station for a few years. The guy who turned in the Patriots after was and blamed them for bringing down the towers because he was a shill. He said himself, he kept talking about the people he'd assassinated, and he thought it was all wonderful, and he missed those days. And I thought, well, there you go, he's a real psychopath there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, but it's quite the world, and these people do exist, and they are recruited, obviously, by those who can use these kind of guys. And unfortunately, they've got lots to draw on now from the youth culture they've created with video games. They're all desensitized to killing. From Hamish, myself, and Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
With recent internet